Good morning, good people. I am joined in the studio today by Claudia Strange from the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System. And Claudia, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kiplin.
Well, always good to talk with the library. And I'm one of those people that reads a lot more during the winter time. So I thought it would be a good time to engage with everyone. And the library is going through their ongoing renovations, and you guys have a lot of meetings coming up. So what's going on?
Yes, we do. 2019 is going to be our year of transition. It's going to be an exciting year. We have, as we've mentioned on our visits before with you, we have undertaken a pretty huge renovation project that renovates 24 out of our 34 libraries. As part of a big project that we've been working on at Fulton County for some years now. And this part of the project has been getting all of our older branches up to standards that our new branches are in already. So what we're doing now is getting through about 11 libraries that will be scheduled for closing pretty soon to start their renovations. So we have meetings set up at 11 different libraries across the system. The ones nearby the city of Atlanta are Adams Park, Adamsville Collier Heights, Cleveland Avenue, Ponce de Leon, East Atlanta, Buckhead. There's a bunch of them. The best place to always get that information is, of course, on our website, which is afpls.org. But these meetings are really an opportunity for us to come back to the communities that we've met with before to show them what we've come up with, you know, what the plans will be for their renovation, what they think, get some feedback from them, and get them prepared for the fact that we're going to be closing up soon for a little while to get the renovation work done.
And now, most often, there is a library nearby. So your branch may be closed, but they will direct you to the next closest branch so that you can still partake of the services.
Absolutely. We have two ways that we inform people about where they can go. Number one, we at the branch have flyers that will tell them, you know, these are your closest three branches that you'll be able to visit while we are closed for renovations. We have an online library locator on our website that allows you to just type in your address and find which one is closest to you and open. And then we also have been trying to get people used to using some of our digital resources so that you can still get online. It's not the same as having that book in your hand, but you can download an e-resource. You can, you know, download an e-book. You can place a hold on a book at a library where you may not want to, you know, may not be as familiar with that branch. You may not want to scan the aisles for hours trying to find what you're looking for. You know, you can do those kinds of things online. So we're trying to kind of prepare people for doing some self-service while their branch is closed and also finding locations nearby that they can attend.
So that's about the meetings and the ongoing renovations. Could you share any information about events and activities that are going on in the next couple of weeks?
Sure. So we have a bunch of new activities that we started since we talked last even. And our outreach program, which was just kind of getting started last year, has really kicked into high gear. You can find our outreach, adult outreach and youth outreach teams out at schools, at parks, doing story times. You know, I have one outreach librarian who is at Atlantic Station pretty regularly reading books for their TOTS program. We also have been going out and placing book bins in places like laundromats and barbershops to get people to just grab a free book and take it with you to encourage reading at different locations around the city. So those are a couple of cool new programs that we have going on. We also have summer reading coming up this summer, so we want to make sure we start getting folks ready for that because we want to make sure everyone gets involved with summer reading. But even sooner than that, you know, is Read Across America Day, so that's Dr. Seuss's birthday. We all celebrate that at the library March 1st.
So always wonderful things. And also the virtual book club is still ongoing.
It is. It is. The virtual book club has really got a great following. Over 100 people log on to our Facebook page and talk with us about different books. We have, you know, we kind of started the program to coincide with the American Library Association's partnership with Sarah Jessica Parker, which was a kind of, you know, online book club, and she gave some recommendations. And as we got into it, we noticed that our book club members wanted more than that we weren't, you know, once a quarter wasn't enough. So We started adding in some more popular titles, getting feedback from the group about what titles they'd like to read as part of the club. So it's just been going awesome, and the discussions are lively. They happen throughout the day and night, depending on when you can get on and chat with us. So it's really neat to see people still being able to engage with that if life has just gotten so busy that you can't be in your regular book club and sit with your friends every week. This is a great way to still be, you know, communicate with someone about a book and about something you love without having to leave the comforts of your home.
And I always remind people, reading is the easiest way to get information. It's the wonderful thing to do. And the more you read, the more you know.
The more you know, the more places you'll go. That's right. I love Dr. Seuss. So, yeah, and it's, you know, it's such an exciting time at the library. And, you know, our 2018 was, you know, kind of out of the ballpark with people checking out. We had checked out over 3 million books last year. That's insane. So throughout Fulton County, and just it just keeps getting better and better. We launched at the end of last year, and is really starting to kick into gear, a partnership with the Atlanta Public School System called ClassPass. And ClassPass basically turned every APS student's ID card into a library card. So they no longer have to go through the trouble of coming in, filling out an application, getting the card, and getting started. They can actually immediately start using our resources, checking out books, using computers, what have you, with their student ID number. So it's just one less step to get to the resources that kids need to succeed in school, coupled with the fact that we also have waived late fees. So there won't be a late fee if you happen to keep a book a little longer than you were supposed to any longer if you're a student. So that's kind of the fun thing we have going on with our, you know, youth outreach and getting kids more engaged in library services.
Well, I am always excited to talk with you about the library and about things that are going on at the library. Still very thankful that you can go and check out a book and read it for nothing, you know, no cost
at
all. So I want to thank you for coming to share, and the website again for everything that you need to know about the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System is afpls.org. Claudia,
that's right. Thank you.
Claudia, thanks so much for coming and sharing this information with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Kiplin. I really appreciate it.
Take care.